Welcome to the Mind Gal Podcast, the show where we break down anxiety one show at a time and give strategies to release your negative thought patterns so that you can live your most fulfilled life. Get ready to challenge your narratives and gain the tools you need to overcome obstacles with your host, Monica Pitek-Fugetti, a national certified licensed mental health counselor with over 15 years of experience helping people achieve their goals.
Hey guys. Hope that everyone had a great week. It's starting to get sunny here in Michigan. I am from the Detroit metro area of Michigan, and the weather is always pretty funky here in the springtime. I actually hate spring. It's my least favorite season. I would rather have summer, winter, and fall. I'd rather just have winter roll right into summer because I think that spring is just a giant tease. One day it's 30 degrees, the next day it's 75 degrees, and it's really annoying because I can never know what temperature it's going to be. But all that to say, it has been really nice. We just wrapped up Memorial Day weekend. Thank you to all the veterans and everyone who served. And it was a fairly decent weekend. It was a little rainy, but anyways, we're not really here to talk about the weather, are we? Today, I want to talk a little bit about our thought process. Surprise, surprise. That's what I always want to talk about. But if you're anything like me, people can tell me all of the great things about me. I will only remember the one thing that they said that was not so great. Is anyone with me on that? You guys been there too? It's strange how that works in our lives. But for some reason, it is just easier to remember the bad than it is the good. But it turns out that this is so common that there is actually a term for it. It's called negativity bias, and it is what we are going to talk about today. Negativity bias, so it turns out there is actually an evolutionary need to lean toward the negative. And the reason for that is because back in the day when we didn't have the luxuries that we have now, we needed to be aware of the danger. Well, we're not going to see the danger if we see the good and everything, right? So we are programmed to see the negative. We're kind of wired to see the negative because the negative keeps us on our toes. Being alert to all of the bad stuff could quite literally be a matter of life and death. So if you read my blog this past week, it was all about the brain being a jerk. We talked about the sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. While the amygdala is part of the brain that is responsible for emotions, memory, and survival instincts, it's the mother jerk of the brain. Apparently, it uses about 2/3 of its neurons to look for bad news. And this is according to the psychologist Rick Hansen, who did studies on the brain. So yeah, the amygdala is like the frenemy that we cannot live without. And also, it just kind of goes to show you that when you have anxiety, a lot of people feel like they don't have a very good memory. They lose focus. And that is also because of the amygdala. It affects our memory. So that's just a little point for you. So without going into too much scientific detail, though, I just want to bottom line this. The negativity bias is when we cannot shake ourselves from thinking of the negative. It doesn't help that we are wired to do this. So when we are also prone to anxiety, we tend to hold on to the negative longer than the average Joe, right? I do think it is important to take a second here to differentiate how men and women react to our negativity bias. It's probably not so much of a surprise when I tell you that women tend to internalize and men tend to externalize. In other words, men become angry, women become sad. That is an average that does not say for everybody. I'm never going to make gross generalizations about men and women, but studies have shown that that's how it is manifested. But here's the good news. While we are predisposed to think negatively, we do not have to be a prisoner of our negative thoughts. I think that's pretty good news. The single most important thing to overcoming negativity bias is self-talk. We all know what self-talk is, but I wonder if we really utilize it. I mean, they've done studies around this, and the single most important thing to overcoming negativity bias is self-talk. It's the messages that we send to ourselves. This is because we have to train the brain to appreciate instead of depreciate. You know that saying that goes, you can't solve a problem with the same level of thinking that created them? Well, you can't solve negative thoughts with negative thoughts. You have to counter them with positive ones. On today's episode, I'm going to go over 3 easy things that you can do to begin countering your own negative biases. The first one is start a gratitude journal. I know that this sounds cheesy, but roll with me for a minute. Personally, I think we have to do more than just think good thoughts. There's no accountability to just thinking good thoughts. Plus, we might think something positive while at the same time yes-butting ourselves. You know, yes, this was a really good opportunity, but I don't think I'm qualified for it. But when we write things down, it means we are forcing our brain to stop what we are doing and consciously think about the things that are good. Only the things that are good. Because it's been proven that multitasking is not a thing. You cannot multitask. Your brain is wired to do one thing at a time. So if you are writing down things that are good, that's all that you're doing is you're thinking about things that are good. So I did a gratitude journal for about a month. I was really surprised with how much it helped my mindset. I didn't write long entries. I simply bullet pointed things that were good that day. Simple things like I got my car washed today or I'm having a good hair day. And sometimes the things were bigger. Maybe I had a conflict that day and I handled it really well. But the things that my negative brain would never have allowed me to notice before, I noticed because I did this gratitude journal. So I really am a proponent of it. I'm generally a proponent of journaling and writing things down. I'm a writer by nature, and that's how I've always processed. I don't want to assume that's the way that you process. But when I say journal, you do not have to think, oh, you have to write long paragraphs and sentences and in very artistic, elegant words. You don't have to do that. All you have to do is bullet point, like write a list. That's all that you have to do. Because stopping and writing it down, it forces you to think of what was good. And that's really powerful. The second one is write down negative thought patterns. I know this sounds like the opposite of what I just told you to do. But here's the thing. We can't solve problems until we know what they are. The same is true for thoughts. We can't change our thoughts until we know what negative messages we are sending ourselves. So I want you to make two columns. One column with negative thought and one column with a counter thought. For example, a negative thought might be, I'm an idiot. Whereas the counter thought would be, just because I made a mistake does not make me an idiot. But how often do we go around and we tell ourselves we're an idiot, or we degrade ourselves a lot so that we don't look, maybe we don't look egocentric, or maybe we don't take the thunder away from somebody else, or we don't want to put ourselves in the spotlight for fear that people might expect too much of us. So we often walk around and say, oh, it was nothing, or I'm an idiot, or whatever it is that you're saying. But those are negative messaging, and over time, it really impacts the way that you view yourself. Over time, you're going to see a pattern, and this pattern is really useful in helping you to see where your negative thoughts generally reside. For some, it may be about your intellect, others, it might be about your appearance, while others might be about your personality, or maybe you have a mix of all of these things. But the point is, seeing it on paper will not only be eye-opening, but will also help you to manage it. So, writing a gratitude journal, but also writing down what your negative thought patterns are. And those two can kind of go hand in hand too, if you want to, but I prefer that you separate them because there's two different things and there are two different ways to get to where you want to be understanding yourself. The third one is mindfulness. So this one is really important. Being aware of what is going on in the moment will help you to notice if your thought pattern is skewed and what you need to do to set it straight. It's not easy work being mindful, especially if you live with anxiety, because anxiety tells us to live in the past or the future. Living in the present will take some time, but it is worth it. A few episodes ago, I talked about managing expectations of ourselves, how if we put too high of expectations on ourselves straight out of the gate, we are setting ourselves up for failure. So I want you to remember this when thinking about mindfulness as well. There are days when I'm successfully mindful all day. Well, other days, I'm only mindful that I'm feeling hungry because I forgot to bring my lunch to work. That's okay. Over time, it will get easier. I've been practicing meditation for about a month now. I do it every morning after I work out and before anyone else is awake. I only do 5 minutes, 5-minute meditations. I do anxiety reducing and I do gratitude meditations and just mindfulness meditations, and they're 5 minutes and that's it. And I think that is actually the reason I'm successful at it. If I would have told myself that I needed to do 10-minute meditations every day, I would end up feeling rushed. I wouldn't get any benefit from it, and I would eventually quit. But what those 5 minutes a day have done for me is to set my day off on a good tone. But not only that, I've been doing it long enough that when I'm feeling stressed out at work or wherever, I go into a meditative state for a minute or so without guidance, which is really nice. I can sit there and I can just be mindful of what my muscles are doing and what my eyebrows and forehead are doing, because those tend to get really scrunched up, and I can be mindful of my thoughts. And sometimes I'll even write down, this is what I'm thinking right now, this is what I'm feeling, this is the situation that's happening. And it's really been helpful for me. So my point is, taking baby steps will get you to where you want to be faster than if you're not taking any steps at all, which clearly is going to get you nowhere. So today I gave you 3 things that you can do to stop your negativity bias. But know that there are a lot more than 3 things. But I just wanted to start you off with 3 easiest things. See? Baby steps. So to recap, the 3 things are, 1, start a gratitude journal. Again, this does not have to be well written with no grammatical errors. This can be bullet points of just things that you're thankful for. 2, write down negative thought patterns, because it's really important to understand what your pattern of thought is so that you can attack that more specifically. And 3, mindfulness. Being mindful is really important. I do recognize and understand that when you suffer with anxiety, being mindful and in the moment is really hard because it's counter to anxiousness. Anxiousness, again, you live in the past or you live in the future, but you don't live in the present. But it's so important that you do live in the present. I hope everyone has a great week. And remember, you deserve to live your best life. And I'm going to help get you there. Have a great one, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Mind Gal Podcast. Go over to mindgal.com now to sign up for your free 30-day anxiety challenge and have access to proven resources to help you manage anxiety. Be sure to subscribe to our podcast so that you don't miss any future episodes. And please take a moment to give us a 5-star rating and write a review in the App Store. Thanks for listening.